They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But I love them folks. I used to date a retarded gal for a while. I loved her today. We ended up breaking up. We didn't agree on nothing. It's unbelievable. I'd say tomato. She'd say bowling shoes.
Thank you, Larry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Our favorite.
That's my cable guy.
Lawrence.
You know. Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yo.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, man. We talked to Don and Mike.
Didn't this happen about this time yesterday? Mm-hmm. What would you like to talk to Don and Mike about?
This is first time caller, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. When you get on the air with them, you can't say that word.
I understand that, Joe. I understand that.
Should you say dog?
Joe.
No. Oh, Joe.
Joe. How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, probably 15 years.
All right, if someone was to tell you that you've made a mistake early on in this conversation.
No, besides
a good
I'm
answer.
So sorry.
Besides so saying sorry. The S word,
you asked,
what else? Can you think of anything else you've messed up thus far?
You've made a mistake. What do you think that mistake is?
I have no idea.
That might be part of the mistake.
That's why I'm sorry we cannot let you through to talk to Don and Mike, even though you are a loyal 15-year listener.
You'll let me know what the mistake is?
Would you like to take one more guess at it? You've gotten something wrong. You've gotten something wrong. What do you think that is?
Last chance. What did you get wrong? Hurry, Don and Mike. Don and Mike are very busy.
I understand that.
Well, you as a 15-year listener would know that.
Can I give you just a slight hint? Can I give him just a slight hint?
Really, Joe? Sure. You want to give him a little hint, Joe?
Just a little hint right now. The fact is, you're talking to two people right now.
Right.
What would that be? Now see if you can guess your mistake.
I'm not talking to Joe. Well, I am talking to Joe, but...
You're talking to who?
Now, that I don't know.
All right, we got a winner here.
I don't know.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry they can't talk to you. They've got an edict today. No dumbasses.
No problem.
Like, did you hear the other day they had this guy that called him up? And this guy was on the phone with them for what seemed like an hour. And he kept saying... When I get to talk to them. And as it turns out, it was really them on the phone the whole time. And the guy really looked like quite the dumbass.
Would you like to try
I know what Don and Mike's voice sounds like.
Right, oh, right. Okay, then if you know that.
You're not on the air enough to really get familiarized with your voice.
Okay, so you know what Don and Mike's voices sound like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we'll give you one more crack at it.
And you've heard when guys have called before, even a couple of days ago. A guy was on the air for over 10 minutes and didn't know that he was talking to Don and Mike.
So, now, with that said, would you like to take a third crack at what your mistake might have been?
I don't know, but you'll tell me.
What was that?
I don't think you're really even trying at all.
Yeah, he should be forced to guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you know when you get on the air with Don and Mike, you can't say that. You can't say as someone who gives an S. Tell me something. How long have you listened? 15 years? Where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Uh-huh. You listen to those guys every day?
Yep.
Well, you obviously have taken the time to pick up the phone and call, so you give an S enough to do that.
What do you like best about the show? I bet you like they have good chemistry, Don and Mike do, don't they? Like, well, it's very distinctive. One guy talks, the other guy talks. You like that, right?
I just like laughing on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got to be more than that. There's got to be something you like about the show.
What did I just say? They make me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny.
You like it when they talk about their lives?
That's part of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do you hear Mike talking about his fat suit?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You either did or you didn't. You're not even... making the slightest effort at all. Why are you trying so little?
What do you think?
All right, why does Don always play that little part where he calls you a retard?
I don't know, because he's a huge dick.
It's just part of the trouble of being Joe.
I hate working for him.
Well, Don's cool. You're not. That's why you're in the position you are in.
Thank you. Why are you putting me down?
Because you're a dick.
Well, I am not.
Don't call me a dick.
The only thing cool about you, man, is that you like the Stones.
Why are you putting me down, brother?
I know I'm effed up. I'm Joe.
Is there anything you like about me?
What you need to do, man, is you need to go take a big old hit of butt hash.
Yeah, that seems to get you motivated, huh?
Yeah.
Are you a stoner?
Used to be.
Yeah. Not anymore, though.
Nah.
What's your drug of choice now?
Alcohol.
Are you drinking right now?
Nope. Just got off work, brother.
If you could talk to Don and Mike, if I decided to put you through to them, what would you say to them?
Just like to say that it's not no urban legend what they're talking about. My girlfriend's a police officer here in Wichita.
Your girlfriend's a police officer. And what do you do, Holmes?
I work in the aircraft business.
I got to tell you something. The first thing Don and Mike are going to say, and don't be offended, I'm not saying it, they'll say it, they're going to say you're way too stupid to work anywhere near an airplane.
You don't build Lear jets, do you?
No, I build them bigger than that.
What company do you work for?
I can't give you that.
Why not? Come on, you're just talking.
Is it one of the? Is it one of the big airline companies?
You're just
like Boeing.
You're just talking to me, Joe. Who is it? Boeing. Boeing's out there.
Could be.
Could be.
Oh, so you work for Boeing?
You don't do anything important there, do you?
Very.
You must have to be. Listen, I'm going to give you a compliment. You must have to really be smart to work at Boeing, right? Right. You have to be smart to work there.
I build the planes that you fly your dumb ass on.
You build the planes?
Yeah.
Does anybody supervise you?
No supervision.
What?
No supervision. I know my job.
What exactly do you do on the planes?
I put them together. I buck rivets all day.
Rivets.
You rivet them. Now, you know what? What would be really funny would be if Don and Mike would have had all of this on the air. Of course, we don't know your name, but they would know you work at Boeing Airlines, and they would know that you get drunk at work every day.
First of all, Boeing's not an airline.
An aircraft manufacturer. I misspoke.
Do you like your job?
Pays very well.
Did you drink yesterday at work? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, did you have anything to drink at work yesterday?
Every day.
You sound absolutely wasted. What do you have to say to that?
See, we can't.
I'd have to say that you're retarded.
Well, you seem to be using that word, and you like that word.
Stop and say. I realize you don't give an ass. But how are you ever going to get through to talk to them? Because you're a smart guy, right? You work at Boeing.
You know what, dude? It's not all that important.
You drink on the job while you make airplanes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what would you say if I was to tell you that this was on the radio?
And that the entire conversation has been on the radio?
Because I'm listening to the radio right now.
So yeah. Now you know then, right?
So now, let's go back to the very first question that Joe asked you. What was your first mistake?
The biggest mistake. When you came.
No. Dear. When you were talking to.
Wow, he doesn't like Joe.
When you were talking to me, to Joe, what's the first mistake you made? Because I know you wouldn't want this call to go on the air, right? You wouldn't want the people at Boeing to know that you drink at work, right?
Hello? Are you there?
You wouldn't want the people at Boeing in Wichita, Kansas to know that you drink at work, right?
Maybe he's coming to the realization now.
Let's wait for him to come back from his radio. The line is still open, don't you know?
Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Brent?
Pretty good restraint on our part, huh?
Extremely. Yeah.
Except your best ever, really.
He does the bolts. He does the rivets.
Mm-hmm. And I believe... Oh, no, he's not back yet. And I believe the part about drinking on the job.
I do, too. Listen to him. Frightening. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know a lot about machinery. That's what holds the wing onto the plane. That's
I right. know that there was a lot of dumping there, and it's because the guy, because he's so stupid, he didn't know he was on the air. He said on more than one occasion, hey, I want to talk to them about what kids do with that S. And then he said,
I don't give an ass.
I don't give an ass.
A couple
then,
times.
Then he said one time that he wanted to make love to Joe's wife.
Mm-hmm. And now he's gone.
Now he's
gone. There he goes.
That was riveting. Get it? Thank you. Give him a meat tray. Congratulations, sir.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I don't believe in outsourcing.
Hey, Joe, we got his number on caller ID, don't we?
Yeah.
Hey, would you run it in? Be a love and run it in.
Sure. Now, let's give him a holler back.
I'd like to call him back.
Give him a holler.
Say, hey, friend.
Uh-huh.
Listener of the week.
What happened? We heard you were great.
we heard
we had a great call online. We just couldn't get to you.
Not only is he manufacturing aircraft that we all fly in, but he's dating a police officer. I feel good. I feel safe, and I feel good.
At least he confirmed the Jenkum story.
Yeah. She says his girlfriend, the cop, says it's true.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I guess
you
Joe
hang
is...
on to that. God.
Joe is...
Oh, right here with the number.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's give this guy a call back. See if we can start all over. Start afresh. Start anew.
Can you star 67 that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, too late. Hold on.
All right. We're going to call him right now. See if he'll come on the air with us. And just get it all started again.
Now, Rob, you told me he was a very special caller, and he got away. We want to make sure we get him on the air, because we're that type of show.
And tell him to clean up the language.
We call our listeners back if they can't get through.
The show that cares.
You better clean up that language, Buster.
We're like Ken Beatrice.
I'll take it in my office.
We don't get to you during the show. We sit in the office afterwards and take your calls.
Oh, no.
No answer.
Voicemail.
Oh, that's a shame. Did he sound as energetic on his voicemail?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Same guy.
You want to leave a voicemail?
Yeah, hold on, give me for a second. Hold on. Did it beep?
I think so, yeah.
This is Lawrence Boeing.
Lawrence Boeing.
You effing drunk. You're fired. You effing hillbilly. Get your drunk ass out of Boeing Airlines.
Aircraft.
Aircraft lines. Buzz says hi.
I don't think we'll be hearing from him again.
That'll show him.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me see.
Lawrence?
We never got to the dog tapes, Dog with Larry. We should. Mike, I'll tell you what we have coming up next.
Okay.
A very special Isn't That Something, and I want you to bear with me. This is not going to be a competition.
All right. Oh.
This is simply going to be an exhibition.
All right.
You and I work together.
Okay.
Not speaking in our jive, Al Nipple, Victor Anus voices.
Speaking the way we normally speak?
Speaking the way we normally speak.
All right.
To see in a 5 to 7 minute interview how many times we can say, isn't that something?
Who are we speaking to?
We'll be talking to a woman known as Anna Banana. She's a museum curator who lets banana lovers go ape.
The Banana Museum.
Oh, banana okay.
Museum. Okay.
We're down to one a month of these, right? Okay.
No, Mike, I want you to know something. This was my request.
All right.
This was my request.
Anna Banana.
Because I want to bring Isn't That Something back to its purest form.
Gotcha. I think that's the way we should always do. There's no need to use fake voices.
It evolved into a competition with both of us.
It did. It was we manically would say it.
Screaming on top of the other. Isn't that something? How about that?
We
can
actually
horse's ass.
Ask her a legitimate question and then throw one in when it's appropriate.
Right. And we got to work together. We got to work together.
Team.
And like
are you speaking to yourself when you're telling me that?
No, Mike. I'm speaking to you. Well, yes. it's an exhibition.
Very
now,
good.
In this exhibition, will Buzz be still be keeping score?
Count the total number?
Yes, Buzz will.
The statistics.
But we will not. Do not score us because it'll be the total numbers of isn't that
right.
something.
No separate
that's
score.
Right. For team, Don
right.
and Mike.
That's absolutely.
Right. That's okay. right.
In the old day, you'd have to score the actual points and the assists.
Anna Banana.
Anna Banana.
Fascinating lady.
Anna Banana.
I know people would look at it with Mike. Mike did like with trepidation. Oh, no. Not again.
Yeah.
No.
I did. Did I look like that?
No, that's okay, Mike. I thought about it, and I thought when the first time we did it, like 5 years ago, it was really good.
Sure.
So let's see if we can make it two times in 5 years when it's been really good.
Well, I'm fascinated by a lady that's got a banana museum.
Isn't that something?
How about, and we can only say, isn't that something?
Is that going to be the rule?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
How about that?
How about that?
Those two.
That something? Yeah. Those two.
Those are the two, but right. not forced.
And we're not going to be competing.
I won't if you won't, brother.
Isn't that something?
And no foul language.
Team
None.
Scoring.
How about that? I'm like Dog the Bounty Hunter. I haven't cussed in 5 days. Thank you, Larry. And I feel wonderful.
Tucker, you got to get rid of her. My mullet. I tell you what, after everything we've been through, he better marry her.
Do you have a message for Tucker Chapman?
Yeah. Hey, I got an impression of Dog the Bounty Hunter, okay? Say, I believe in my dad.
I believe in my dad.
A lot of that last night.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
He's tired.
Rough time.
He's very tired.
Well, he's hooked up with Tony Robbins.
His whirlwind media tour.
He's going to be okay.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, we got some good Dog the Bounty Hunter stuff, and we are still working on getting a hold of BBC.
Yes, to find out once and for all, what is the deal with this Jenkum story?
Okay, so we'll do the thing with the isn't that something. We'll listen to the dog, the bounty hunter, and also, at some point, we'll just do it right now. I wrote this down before the break, right as we're coming on the air. To my friend Mike, my best buddy, you worry too much.
I worry because that's part of my makeup.
You
that's what I do. I'm a warrior.
Listen, I'm going to write that down. We're going to have a segment today on the show called You Worry Too Much.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Later.
No problem.
Mike. It's about Mike and his girlfriend.
Oh.
You worry too much.
Not worried about her.
I know Understood. You're not.
Not worried about her at all.
Understood.
I'm worried about a large group of men.
Every other man in the world. At least all of them that will be crammed into this place tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm not strong enough.
All right. All right.
I'm not strong enough to fight them off.
All right, one thing at a time here today.
Yes.
Let's start. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm giving out 8,000 different directions.
Anna Banana.
Anna Banana. Isn't that something? How about that? Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.